This is a Storage Switzerland podcast.
We just finished a great webinar here at Storage Switzerland on VDI, how to overcome four obstacles to VDI love. George Crump led that webinar. George, what is VDI?
Well, VDI stands for Virtual Desktop Infrastructure, and it is when you essentially leverage a big host computer to create a virtual instance of your desktop. There's several goals that should come out of that. One is always you want to drive down the cost of delivering compute to your users. You want to make it more operationally efficient so that IT guys aren't scrambling around doing all sorts of different things. And also you want to increase security, and at the same time you want to improve data protection. So those generally are the four top goals. What we find is that everybody is sort of on a different pace in their journey. So one of the things we found in the webinar, we asked a polling question, where are you on your VDI journey? And we had an interesting result. We had about a split in three ways between a third of the people were investigating, a third of the people were in progress, but they were having storage performance problems, and then a third of the people just abandoned the project and they were kind of looking to restart.
And joining us to talk about this is Raleigh Burge, a solutions architect from IBM Flash Systems, and Seth Knox, VP of products for Atlantis Computing. Raleigh, let's start with you. What do these poll numbers tell you?
The poll numbers that we had, you know, obviously allude to the fact that scaling is hard. So, you know, often, you know, first implementing a VDI pilot, you know, you can get good performance, you can have good user experience, you obviously have a low cost. As you attempt to scale that, you know, I think a lot of customers run into this problem where, you know, performance isn't scaling, the infrastructure that they have, be it the storage, you know, is not sufficient to handle a larger scale number of VDI clients. And so, see these numbers that, you know, 33% is it in progress for having performance problems, and 33% was abandoned, most likely because the performance problems is not really a surprise.
Seth, what do they tell you?
Yeah, this is in line with what we've seen with customers, that a majority of people have tried or have a smaller VDI deployment than they want and are looking to solve some problems before they expand it to more users within their infrastructure. And those typically are, you know, manifest themselves as performance problems or having to add a lot more infrastructure and drive up the cost. And those things are both root cause of the underlying storage infrastructure and how much is required to deliver a user experience that's equal or better than a physical PC.
So, George, how do we fix this?
Well, I think there's a couple things you can do. I think number one, what we measure against, I think, is all wrong. We kind of base the performance we're hoping to give an end user on their hard disks instead of on their on what they're probably using today, which is some sort of device that's if not flash heavy, flash only. So that could be obviously a laptop like a MacBook Air or an Ultrabook, or a device like an iPad or some sort of Android tablet. All of these things are solid state disk based, and people get used to the instant response that SSD gives them. So I think that's the key thing. But what we talked about in the webinar is you just can't throw flash at it and go on down the road. You've got issues with that. Seth, that's something that you guys can help with, right?
Yeah, so I think no matter how much flash you have on the back end, it's a lot more efficient to solve the problem upstream on the server itself by making the virtual desktops consume less storage resource, whether it be from a capacity perspective or I/O traffic that has to go across the network and go through the storage controller and hit the underlying flash system. So the more you can optimize in software before you go to the storage system and over the infrastructure, the larger you can scale, which means the lower cost you have on a per desktop basis, and the more I/O is available to those end users so they can get that performance that's comparable or better than you know, people's local flash devices or newer types of laptops that are flash-based or SSD-based.
Raleigh, what do you see IBM's role in this to try to fix this problem?
So what we're bringing to the table is a flash device that is very high performance. So it has a large number of IOPS, and it has an extremely low latency for those IOPS. But then the other important factor for it is that it has a very high density and it's efficient. So, you know, we start looking at, and we looked at this in the webinar, at putting thousands of desktop users on a storage device. We would typically expect that device to be large, you know, to take up a rack or two of space, to consume a lot of power, to have a high OPEX cost associated with it. You know, with our flash device, it's 2U, it uses 625 watts of power. Because we're doing all of VDI optimization upstream on the servers with Atlantis, you know, the flash is able to do what it does best, and that's run very, very quickly.
Well, guys, thanks for joining us to talk about this and to do a follow-up on the webinar. If you have not heard the webinar, haven't taken part yet, well, click on the link just right near this podcast, and you'll get to listen to the entire webinar, hear the presentation from Seth and Raleigh and from George Crump, and get all the information you need to try to make your VDI love a lot better. For Raleigh Burridge and Seth Knox, Raleigh from IBM and Seth from Atlantis Computing, and George Crump from Storage Switzerland, I'm Charlie Hodges. Thanks for joining us on the Storage Podcast.
For more, go to storageswiss.com.